This may be a long holiday weekend, but no rest for the folks who bring you TV shows. After all, you couch potatoes need to stay entertained, don't you? Plus, it's the last gasp of May sweeps. And joining us live to talk more about it, Matt Rausch, the entertainment editor at TV Guide. Only a few days left in May, Matt.
That's right. The season, the broadcast season is officially over. That was Wednesday night with the end of American Idol, and a few other shows were finishing up their seasons, but there's still some remnants of that on network TV. Cougar Town has its final two episodes on network on Tuesday before moving over to cable. But now the summer season kicks in. It really wastes no time starting. But this weekend, it's a little bit more about the special programming. And tonight, regular series, however, Game of Thrones is having its next to last episode. And that is always a big deal. If you know anything about the HBO way of doing business, is that their final episode usually picks up the pieces from the next to last episode, which is where all the big things happen. That's where people usually got whacked on The Sopranos would be the next to last episode. Last year on the Game of Thrones, the next to last episode is when one of the major characters literally lost his head. And tonight we have a huge sea battle brewing. One of the challengers to the Iron Throne, it's heading here, and if you know the books at all, the Battle of Blackwater is one of the epic moments of the book series, and so that's going to happen tonight. There'll be one more episode to go. I can't believe the second season is almost over already, this big fantasy hit that is a really huge piece of HBO's schedule nowadays. Of course, though, it going off the air means that a week later, True Blood comes on, and that's always a signal that it's summertime, because True Blood is always a really fun show for us to watch on HBO during the summer. But for now, Game of Thrones, big deal.
All right. Now, what about some of this specialty programming you're talking about?
Now, tomorrow night, you know, we're talking about Memorial Day. It should be really sleepy on TV, but cable is giving us two all-star movie projects going head-to-head with each other. On HBO again, we have Clive Owen and Nicole Kidman. Neither one does much television anymore. She almost never did. They're playing the roles of Hemingway and Gellhorn. Ernest Hemingway, Martha Gellhorn. She was the famous war correspondent. They were famously married for a while. They covered a lot of wars together. You see them sort of like a We Are There kind of approach to this relationship. But when they weren't at war, they were at war with each other. That's that movie. But then over on the History Channel, they're taking a little detour into scripted programming with a three-night, six-hour, old-fashioned kind of miniseries, a Western miniseries called Hatfields and McCoys. It's the old blood feud between the Kentucky and the West Virginia families. You have Kevin Costner, again, not familiar on television much, doing the head of the Hatfields. Bill Paxton is the head of the McCoys. You've got other actors like Powers Booth and Tom Berenger, Mary Winningham playing one of the wives who goes kind of crazy with all of the carnage. And it's pretty grim stuff. But it reminds me of the days when you used to get those Western miniseries playing out night after night, you know, gray, blue and the gray, north and south, that kind of thing on network TV. They don't do miniseries anymore on network. You have to go to cable for that, and now even history is getting in the game.
Yeah, they don't do miniseries on TV, and they don't bring in movie stars on TV either.
Well,
that's quite something, Matt.
Costner on TV was quite a It took some getting used to. I said, what am I watching, a movie or TV? But nowadays, the lines are blurring between movies and TV, especially on cable.
No kidding. Well, thanks a lot, Matt. Always good talking to you.
Happy Memorial Day.
Same to you. Matt Rausch, the entertainment editor at TV Guide.